Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Donnie Football sees a blowout here and sees the Colts doing a lot of damage offensively, and that certainly makes sense, and I don't disagree with the second part of that. I think there's a 60% chance that'll happen. And I'm going to predict the Colts to win this game. However, I see a path toward a Steeler victory. And it's through their offense going against this defense, which is not a great defense. There's really no star. You know, Buckner inside's a good player. There's really no star. They've been shredded at times. And another important thing to note about the Colts, they're 7-1. They're really 6-2. That's how I view the Colts, as 6-2. They beat Denver on an unbelievably bogus call where they called a field goal blocker for jumping over the center or something like that at the end when he clearly didn't.
Oh, yeah. We're always good for one of those a year.
Just ridiculous. So their offense is unquestionably dynamic. They have, I think, the best running back in the game. Danny Dimes has been great. Tyler Warren's putting up numbers that nobody else is. He's about as sure of a thing as a draft pick as I've ever seen. And yet, who are the idiots who didn't take him? The Bears, right?
Yep, the Bears. They took Colston Loveland, who's done nothing.
I'm speechless still over that. Quentin Nelson, maybe the best guard in the game. Maybe one of two or three. They're just really, really dynamic. But defensively, I got questions. Bo Nix shredded them. Matthew Stafford, 375 yards and three touchdowns. They rolled up almost 400 yards. They had two receivers get over 100 yards. Nakua had 13 for 170. The Cardinals almost beat this team and got 400 yards of offense. Jacoby Brissett threw for 320 yards. Justin Herbert, a lot of this was late, but he threw for 420, and they had two receivers go over 100. So they've beaten Tennessee twice, Miami, Vegas, and the Cardinals, right? They should have lost to Denver. They were most impressive to me against the Chargers. The moral of the story is I think the Steelers' offense is pretty good. And the Colts love to live in a nickel defense. And I think if the Steelers line up and say, we're going to control the ball in this game, we're going to run with big packages, even if Seumalo is not in there against that nickel defense, we're going to bring him out of their nickel maybe eventually. But we're going to run a lot. We're going to pound it. We're going to convert on short yardage with our precision passing game with Aaron Rodgers. And we're going to keep that offense off the field. I give the Steelers a 40% chance to win this game with their offense and with that game plan, Donnie, because I don't think this Colts defense, it's certainly not great. I'm not even sure it's good.
Yeah, the offense is the only hope. That's the only thing that gives me any sort of long-term hope, at least in terms of this season. They have to go about this game like they would have against the Tom Brady Patriots or the Peyton Manning Colts.
Yeah.
Like you have to keep the other team's offense off the field or else they will come in and they will score. Like it's almost a sure thing because I do think this Colts defense against the Steelers defense, it is almost a sure thing because that is one thing over the course of the season has boded to be true. I mean, they've scored over 30 points 6 of their 8 games. They've scored 20 plus in every single game. They've scored over 40 twice.
Yeah.
If the Steelers win this game, it has to be like a 42-35 game or like 42-40. It has to be a classic shootout where neither team punts the football. The offense is the only hope. I just feel that it's going to be a game where the Steelers get down early or they settle for 3 when they really shouldn't. And that was a point that was made last week, even though that's Mike Tomlin's decision more than anybody to settle for 3. And then they fall behind and it all kind of, you know, just becomes collateral damage.
Yeah. I feel like if they're going to win, it'll be more like something like 30-27. And that the reason, and 27 is still a fair amount of points, but the reason that you'll keep the Colts at that number is because of your offense chewing up huge chunks. Here's the thing. The Steelers had paths to victory each of the last 2 weeks, I think, if they stuck to the run. They completely gave up on it. You guys had Trey Essex of the morning show saying they were up 16-7. I think they ran the ball 3 times over the next like quarter and a half of game action. And then the Cincy game, for as great as the offense was that night, and I think you and I talked about it, or maybe me and Bob, Rodgers may have fallen in love with the idea of I can go for 405 touchdowns today. And maybe the best path toward victory, given the fact that Flacco was eating you alive, was just to run the ball, just to run it the whole game and then splice in short passes and convert. I think there's something to be had there with the Colts. I do. I think the Steelers' offense could control the game, and I like where they're headed. I think the line is improving. No complaints about Jaylen Warren. Gainwell had the fumble, but even in the last game, he provided some speed to the outside and had some really important runs. And then Aaron Rodgers has been nothing but good, pretty much. So there's a path against this defense to win. However, you got to be almost perfect to do it against that offense, and I don't think they will be. I think ultimately the Steelers lose this game something like 36-27, I think I'm going to go with.
Yeah, you can't have an empty possession against the Colts. You can't have too many possessions that end in field goals because, like we saw last week, that caught up to them. Now, they went into the half with a 9-point lead, and as you said, they just stopped running the football, which was working in the first half.
After LaFleur was interviewed at halftime and said, I think we know they're going to come out and run, and they didn't.
And then the Packers proceeded to score 28 points in the second half of the game.
Yeah.
Unless the Colts have, for the first time all season, an off game offensively, you pretty much have to write them in for 30-plus.
Yep.
Really, at the start of it. You have to write them in for 30-plus because they have been pretty mistake-free. Jonathan Taylor is the front runner for offensive player of the year only because we know a running back will never win the MVP again. You have to account for, okay, we have to score 31 at least. That's what Aaron Rodgers and the offense has to tell itself. We have to score at least 31 and probably more if we want any shot. So, yeah, we have been doing our jobs. We have to pump that up, do it a little bit better on Sunday or else there is zero shot that they have.
Let's hit the lines limits, shall we?
Well, let's do it. Let's start with Bill in the Hill District. Talk about the Steelers.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
All right, good, good. Hey, I would like to listen to y'all a little bit more, but it just seems like every time I'm listening to y'all, it becomes the Mike Tomlin show. Like I understand y'all don't like him. But, you know, there's so many other stories going on with the Steelers and everything.
I don't remember the last time I mentioned Tomlin's name in this show.
Tomlin stuff, like, all the time. Like, just give me one little break about Mike Tomlin. Just let's talk about the game. Or better yet, how about talk about the Colts and see how bad they're going to beat us. But at least give Mike Tomlin's name a break, please.
I thought we just spent an entire segment talking about the Colts. Did we not? We spent the last 15 minutes talking about the Colts and how we thought the game would go. Literally, Tomlin's name hasn't been mentioned in this segment. Literally.
That was only 15 minutes, dog. Like y'all took the whole morning about Mike Tomlin. Come on. We want to hear some other stuff about the game, not just Mike Tomlin.
I'm pretty sure that's what this segment was, if I'm not mistaken, Donnie.
Well, Bill, if it makes you feel any better, I mean, I think Art Rooney, too, is the root of their whole problem. I won't put all of that on Mike Tomlin. I think the owner could get off his ass at some point and maybe spur some change.
Is Bill still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Well, how about compete in a playoff game, Bill? I mean, isn't this, in the end, the crumbling of this defense about Mike Tomlin? Like, it's sort of hard to avoid him, although we did for the last 15 minutes.
No, because Mike Tomlin's not on the field playing. Oh. Mike Tomlin is not on the field playing.
But he chose the guys that are.
Exactly. So let's talk about what they're not doing.
Yeah. Let's talk about first of all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Secondly, let's talk about Mike Tomlin, who cut his teeth in the NFL as a defensive backs coach, pouring over tape and determining that guys like Patrick Peterson and Darius Slay could still play when they can't. How about Mike Tomlin drafting Joey Porter Jr.? Does that look like a misevaluation?
I think he's all right. I think Joey Porter's going to be okay. He's still young.
Well, that makes one of you. It's his third year. I mean, there aren't too many people who agree with you on that.
It's a long way to go. The season is still long. We're only, what, 7 games into it? And it's just like doom and gloom. You go to another radio station, they got at least some type of...
Which radio station would that be?
No, I'm talking about statistics.
Oh.
I'm talking about how we... Just like you just said earlier today, how we can win the game.
I just spent a segment giving you a path that the Steelers could win this game when almost nobody thinks they will.
That's that. Because guess what? Because y'all Mike Tomlin show all day.
Thank you, Bill. I don't think I could drive home the point that we didn't mention Tomlin in this whole segment for 15 minutes.
We could have gone 4 hours, or we could have gone 3 hours and 58 minutes, but the 2 minutes that we spent on Mike Tomlin would have been all on Bill's mind.
I mean, I don't know what else to say on that one. Next.
Yeah, that was strange. Here's our guy, Emmanuel in Carnegie. I'm sure we won't get anything like that.
Hi, Emmanuel.
Hey, man. I'm not sure we were being trolled or what. That was crazy. As it pertains to this game, though, logically thinking, we don't got a chance, but we have seen football for too long. This is the typical game when everybody counts us out. Mike Tomlin's going to pull something out of the hat. We're going to win, and then people are going to feel good again, and then we're going to go back to, the 9-8. I just think that We're just 12 months removed from being in the better half of the league in defense. And it's just hard for me to fathom that we're just the worst defense in the league by adding, you know, Jalen Ramsey and adding two defensive players in the draft. And I don't think the Colts are as good as their record says. I mean, I just think this is the perfect storm for an upset. And I think the Steelers are going to get a win, honestly. This is going to be the upset week special for the Steelers and Mike Tomlin. I hate to give him credit, but I think we're going to get the dub.
I mean, I can see where Emmanuel is coming from. But by the way, I was very happy, Joe. I don't know if you got the chance. I met Emmanuel the other night. He was at Pony's event, the piercing event at Mike's Beer Bar.
Did you and I meet Emmanuel? I don't think we did.
Yeah, I seen you one time and you were gone.
Yeah, I had to go early. I didn't want to see the nipples actually get pierced. I have a weak stomach.
It was a great event, man. Nice meeting y'all. Nice seeing Limits, you know, and everybody there. It was a great event. I'm just
I treated Limits to a steak that night, did I not, Limits?
It was incredible, Joe.
Little surf and turf, shrimp and steak.
We did have a surf and turf. Don't touch the stone, though. It's very hot.
Listen, Emmanuel, I sort of just explained, I couldn't be shocked if the Steelers win this game. It's the NFL. And the Colts almost lost to the Cardinals. They should have lost to the Broncos. They still have something to prove this season, too. As I said, they've beaten Tennessee twice, Arizona, Miami, and the Raiders. That's five of their seven wins.
And we haven't had a turnover, a takeaway, in three games. And we haven't had a sack in two games. It's just the odds eventually, you know, is going to reach to the mean where we're going to play a decent game and the Colts are going to have an off game.
I hear that. I do. But there's also the crushing reality that the Colts are a machine offensively and that the Steelers are broken defensively. I think that's been Donnie's point. And that's why I'm picking the Colts in the end. But Donnie, would you be shocked if the Steelers won?
I can't say shocked because we've seen these games in the past. I mean, we saw one a little bit over 2 weeks ago where the Steelers had the advantage in pretty much every single statistical category. It looked like it was going to be a comfortable win, even with the stats against Mike Tomlin on Thursday Night Football. Most of us thought that the Steelers would beat the Bengals. I know Austin was the lone wolf on that, and he came out victorious, and another host had to get his nipples pierced because of it. But we see games like this all the time where, you know, it just doesn't make sense. We can throw out all the stats we want. You know, everything that Bill in the Hill District wants us to do, just throw out numbers left and right. Sometimes that just doesn't matter when they start playing.
Lou Anarumo is the Colts defensive coordinator. Is that an advantage for him or the Steelers? They seem to have done pretty well against him a lot of different times, although he's had his moments, but I think that's an advantage for the Steelers too. I'm not sold on the Colts defense. That's the thing. They can be had. The numbers show it.
So, I mean, this to you, like you said, with your score, you think it's just very high scoring because there's neither defense to be sold on.
Yeah.
Anarumo, even though they just lit the guy up last December with Russell Wilson as the quarterback in Cincinnati.
He did a good job. They did a good job in the rematch. Both teams, it was more of a defensive battle.
Yeah.
I just think that Smitty and Aaron Rodgers could find a way to keep the ball for a huge portion of it. Said the Colts love to be in that nickel. And, man, if you can line up and just be physical with them offensively, that could go a long way toward winning. Then you bring them out of their preferred defense, and then you start hitting them in the pass game. The Steelers could do some big damage, I think, honestly, offensively. Not just damage on the scoreboard, but damage in terms of time of possession.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, I saw a stat. I think it's like 88% of the time they play with five or more defensive backs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, so they're playing in nickel, they're playing in dime. That is a huge percentage. So I think really their only chance is to stick to it on the ground.
Me too.
And
me
too, obviously, you mix in the pass. You don't just run the football every play and become uber predictable, but I mean, you have to slip the pass game in there. Joe, I thought there were some funny comments, though, when Bill from the Hill District was on, some of the people in the YouTube
Please.
Chat.
Yeah, let's hear
good
him.
One. This guy must be, he loves Tomlin. It's probably his brother-in-law. This is the guy that cuts Mike Tomlin's grass. Is this Tomlin hiding his voice?
Did you see the clip of Tomlin, the AI-generated clip in the locker room, rallying the team around 9-8, Donnie?
Oh, yes.
What a great clip that was. It was a tough game out there, but then his voice rises. But we still have a chance to go 9-8! And then they all go crazy. I think that's where this winds up. Are they still going to be a playoff team?
Not if they don't win the division, no. They're not going to get a wild card.
Yes or no? Steelers in the playoffs as we sit here on a Friday on Halloween.
No.
Donnie?
I lean no as of right now because the AFC West is going to send three. They're going to get two of the three wild cards, and then it comes down to
yeah. I've been a big more. Proponent of yes, but then I watched the Ravens last night and Lamar, and now today I'm going to say no.
I mean, okay, so the AFC West is going to
think yeah.
They're going to take three, so they'll have two of the three wild cards.
Yeah.
Bills or Patriots?
Both, for sure, almost. So it's win the division or bust. And every game that that's another reason this is a giant game, and the numbers that you gave, what were they for if you're 5-3 compared to 4-4?
Yeah, so teams that start the season 5-3, they make the playoffs 64.3% of the time. Teams that start 4-4, that drops to 31.9%.
Feels like something big at stake here. Keeping tabs on the Darius Slay story today. Personal reasons, wasn't at practice yesterday. Hopefully everything okay. Like I said, that's always my first thought. But just the way things have been trending for him and the trade deadline coming up, I couldn't help but wonder about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Car.
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.